Five Wisconsin school districts in Kenosha, Whitefish Bay, Waukesha, Kimberly, and West Allis, West Milwaukee claim they were duped by two banks who sold them risky investments and collateral debt obligations. After losing $200 million in the 2006 transaction, they're asking for federal TARP funds, which are normally prescribed for bank bailouts. Joe Kiriaki, executive director of the Kenosha Education Association, says the debt obligations were the same ones that insurance giant AIG got off the hook for.
When you think about how this whole investment scheme worked, the Kenosha Unified School District, along with the other four, became part of the banking system and for sure became part of the insurance business just like AIG did.
Folks in other states may criticize why they should bail out school districts in one region of Wisconsin. The union leader's response?
The bailout is taxpayer money from everywhere in this country, and it's hundreds of billions of dollars. We're saying $200 million in comparison is, you know, like a drop in the bucket, so to speak.
Kiriaki believes if the districts are successful in that suit, they should give the bailout cash back.
The districts have filed a lawsuit. We support that lawsuit. If they prevail, then give the money back to the government. And they've got a better shot at that money coming back than it sounds like they're going to get back from AIG's investments.
The suit has been tied up in determining which echelon of courts needs to hear the case. Kiriaki expects the federal court to make a decision soon whether the case should be sent back to the state-level court. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.